You know, we drive by and we might see someone barbecuing in the garage. Please, please don't do that.
Summer is nearly here, and that means an enhanced risk of danger from fires and outdoor activities. Hayes Fire Department Chief Ryan Higgins shares some safety tips on this episode of the Post Podcast. Let's start with this. You're still doing, working on those hydrant testing, right?
Yes, we're pretty much complete with those. What we do is we go back and we make sure we did hit every one of them. We're pretty sure we did so far, but we always find one or two stragglers. And then we'll just be working on some of the new hydrants that got put into town that have just been released for us. We'll go out and test and paint those up.
Remind me again, how many hydrants are there?
There's around 1,200.
1,200. Woo! That's a job.
Yeah, it takes all three shifts about the months of March, April, May to complete. Now, they're not out there every day, all day, by no means, but it takes a while to go through them, get out there and go get them done.
But we've talked about this in the past, such a vital service to get those flushed out and make sure that they're working in case you need them in an emergency situation.
Yeah, it's not only for the emergency situation. There's lots of other reasons for it. Some of your commercial businesses that may have sprinkler systems built into them, we want to make sure that we have the proper water so they can build their system to the proper size and everything that they need. Plus, it just flushes out the water mains a lot. We work with water resources and their chlorine flush and just to get the water circulated throughout the community and improve water quality.
Very good. Also this week, you guys are doing a little bit of training, right?
Yeah, we've been out at our training facility this week. Lieutenant Tyler Brungart put together a very good program for us. It's dealing with some advanced techniques on how to rescue persons trapped in a fire that either can't get themselves out or have become... or passed out because of smoke or something. We can get in there and get them out as quickly as we can. You know, we were able to use multiple stories at our drill tower, including had a basement type scenario, upstairs, downstairs, two stories, three stories. So it's pretty intense training.
Yeah, I've actually had the opportunity to go out a couple times with you guys and see that, and I can attest, it's hot, it's sticky, and you guys carry so much gear. Like watching the guys like try to maneuver around some of this stuff, it's pretty incredible. And it, I don't know, I don't have a better word other than just it's awe-inspiring to watch it happen.
Yeah, the guys went out and they, for a few years when we first had the drill tower, just kind of bare Connex boxes. They spent the last year or so building walls and going out and collecting furniture, kind of making it like apartments or homes, bedrooms. They've done a really nice job of taking over that drill tower, making it as beneficial to us as we can.
And what a blessing for the city to have that that training center there, because it's not just the Hayes Fire Department that uses it. It's regional.
It's open to other people that want to use it. The county uses it quite a bit. Like I said, we got that, again, 2018, the grant for the Dane G. Hansen Foundation. The city put in $50,000, $60,000 towards it. It's been a real blessing for us to have that.
Hayes Police Department, too. I've been out there a couple times watching them train, and they've you know, they get me with their paint bullets. It's never a good time. It's worse for them, I'm sure. But let's talk about this as well. Your station number 3, what I'm understanding, there's significant progress going on out there.
Yeah, they've got all the floors are poured. They started going up with the walls for the city's server room. We're going to move that out of City Hall and get it up out of the floodplain. So we're starting to see a lot of good progress. So hopefully some walls for the building will be going up here in the next, maybe a week or two.
Are you still on track for a completion? It's August, I think, right?
Well, it's May of 24 is completion.
Oh, May of 24.
Yeah, so we're on target as far as we know. So.
Hey, you guys aren't building it, right?
No.
you just got to let them do their job.
Yeah, the general contractor is Paul Wurtenberger, and they're doing a fantastic job. Everybody that they've come in to do the extra work, all the subs for them, fantastic work.
Excellent to hear. Let's talk about this. It's summertime. It's coming up. I know we're looking today at a high of around 60, but just around the corner, we're going to be hitting those 90s and 100s. And you've got some safety tips to share.
Yeah. Just some more of the basics, just general reminders of everything. You know, like we said, when it cranks up to that 90 and you want to go out and do a little barbecuing, and you know, you want to find some shade or something, just keep that barbecue around 10 foot away from any structure. The heat could, you know, just from the barbecue could damage it. We've had some fire start because they had their barbecue just too close, you know, and just keep them with all that stuff. You know, like I said, 60 degrees or 40 degrees, you know, we drive by and we might see someone barbecuing in their garage. Please, please don't do that. You do run the risk of carbon monoxide buildup, and we just rather meet people on a social visit than on a call. So,
sure. Yeah, and that's one of those, the carbon monoxide, it builds up so quickly in those situations, right? Like, you don't even know you've got a problem until you've got a problem.
Right. You can't see it, you can't smell it, you can't taste it, none of that stuff. And once you have it, it's too late.
And I would imagine, too, as people are pulling them out for maybe the first time for the season, maybe not a bad idea to do a pretty thorough cleaning, get some of that old gunk off.
Yeah, get it nice and cleaned up. Get that grease out of there. You know, you have bird's nest in there, you don't want to just go out there and start it up and crank it up and found he had a bird's nest in there over the winter. So yeah, just make sure it's super clean. And when you're using it, just don't leave it unattended. You know, a lot of people have children running around out there too, and you sneak in there, you know, accidents happen, something gets bumped. You know, they might just be curious and touch something hot and burn their fingers. Let's just try to avoid all that.
Absolutely.
And
speaking of kids,
yeah,
they're going to be out and about.
Exactly. Now, school's out, you know, especially here, like I said, high of 60 today. There's a lot of people out walking, a lot of bicyclists out. Just be aware of your surroundings and pay a little bit more attention to just more people walking, bicycles, all that stuff that just happens this time of year. And, but, you know, speaking of forecasts a little bit too, you know, we still in that, a time frame of severe weather. So if you're going to go somewhere, a day trip, vacation, whatever, just check the forecast and make sure that you're prepared for the weather that's coming.
Yeah, this week especially looks like this weekend could be a little rocky.
It could be. It very well could be. You know, and if you're out working in the yard when it warms up, just make sure you take plenty of breaks, drink lots of water, but know your limits. You know, don't overdo it. You know, just take time, take a break, drink lots of water, and just pace yourself.
Absolutely. Yeah, I know when it gets up over 100, you can be drinking water, and if you're out there working, you might may not be drinking the water able to drink it fast enough to keep up.
Exactly.
Very good. And, of course, we've got to hit on this, the fire smoke alarm program. You guys are still doing this,
you
right?
You bet, yes. We're hooked up with the State Fire Marshal's office with this called Get Alarm Kansas. Provide smoke and carbon monoxide alarms. Free of charge. If you're interested in that, just call the office at 628-7330. We'd be glad to help you out.